It's Fashion Week, and on the runways, models strut, celebrities gawk, and the trends are set. But for some fashion-conscious folks, there's no substitute for the judgment of the streets. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter reports.
On a street corner in downtown Newark, a group of teenagers break down the season's fashion trends. One of the most eye-catching trends this winter is the return of the much-maligned 8-ball jacket for men and women.
Yeah, 8-ball jackets is back because they hot. A lot of girls be wearing 8-ball jackets. I think it's nice. Especially if it's like, fit them right, it look right.
It's a heavy leather jacket with a design of a big black number 8 on the back against a circle, just like the pool ball.
You might see an 8-ball jacket, regular leather jacket.
Yeah, like everybody according to the rap star trends right now.
These guys may be too young to remember it, but the 8-ball jacket was a dangerous thing to wear in the early 90s. Siobhan Smalls is fashion editor of the hip-hop magazine Don Diva.
Please, I remember when they first came out, people would kill, literally, to get an 8-ball jacket and a pair of Jordans.
A lot of people got killed behind the 8-ball jacket.
Abdul Mateen works at The Bricks, a clothing store in downtown Newark.
I know a couple guys that's in prison now behind the 8-ball jacket. If you had the 8-ball jacket, that means that you had a little money and you was in the street and you was somebody.
In the drug trade, an 8-ball means 1/8 of an ounce of cocaine. And in pool, the 8-ball is the last one on the table when the others are eliminated. This symbolism made wearing the 8-ball jacket a kind of boast, a claim to influence on the street. In one case, a young man was murdered in Bushwick for his 8-ball jacket in January 1991.
People got killed because of what that jacket represented, you know, and what it referenced.
The fashion editor of the hip-hop magazine The Av goes by Mr. Lee.
And I mean, that was just still a wild time in New York.
But soon after the attacks over 8-ball jackets crested, the jacket abruptly lost its status. Rappers who play a big part in shaping urban fashion taste turned their backs on the jackets and the violence. The 8-ball jacket became a hip-hop cliché for something corny and passé. It was lampooned on songs like this one by A Tribe Called Quest from the end of 91. Bogus brothers making albums when they know they can't hack it because they lyrics display like 8-ball jackets. Now tell me I can't tear it up. Go get yourself some toilet paper because your lyrics is butt. Given that history, the newfound popularity of the 8-ball jacket has taken aback observers like Mr. Lee.
I'm still surprised. Like, every time I see it, I'm like, I can't get over it. Like I said, nothing is sacred. I mean, anything can happen.
So the return of the 8-ball is a classic case of fashion recycling. Siobhan Smalls.
You have the Marilyn Monroe look coming back, as you see Christina Aguilera wearing that. I think it's pretty much a thing of history repeating itself, the same as with the 8-ball jacket.
Back in downtown Newark, the kids agree.
Yeah, it's like when you bring stuff back, it's like a classic. So, and like out here, we like classics because like old stuff is like more valuable to us than stuff that's coming out right now. Like, because it's better.
James Drayton works at Brooklyn Leather and Fur in the Fulton Mall. He's watched the trends come and go, and on balance, he likes what he sees today.
Well, at least I can say that a lot of people are not dying over these coats the way that they were back then. So that's a good thing about it, you know. They might not understand what they're wearing or the trend about it, but as long as they're alive and happy what they're wearing, it's all good.
For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.